It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Conductor Gustavo Dudamel is probably Venezuela's most visible cultural export. And the Simón Bolívar Symphony Orchestra of Venezuela, that he often leads, has become that nation's symbol of commitment to social programs and music education. But that didn't stop the government from canceling the orchestra's tour of Asia. It was the second tour to be canceled since Dudamel criticized the government over widespread protests in Argentina that have been met with harsh government crackdowns. In fact, an 18-year-old El Sistema-trained viola player, Armando Canizales, was killed during a street protest. Dudamel spoke out against the government and went on to write a piece in the New York Times condemning its plans to hold a vote to allow it to rewrite the country's constitution. This is a very sad, painful moment for me, for the Simón Bolívar Symphony Orchestra of Venezuela, and for my country, Mr. Dudamel wrote Thursday on Facebook. We have once again been prevented in our wish to share the remarkable talent and hope of our people with the world. Andre Previn might have been stricken with arthritis, but it doesn't appear to be slowing him down, not much anyway. He's been working with superstar soprano Renee Fleming on his new song cycle, Lyrical Yeats, and they're also working with playwright Tom Stoppard on an opera titled Penelope. Now that arthritis has limited his conducting, piano playing, and overall mobility, composing is Previn's main musical activity. In the last 20 years, I've probably composed more than in my whole life before that, he said. I found I really love doing it. He's written three concertos for ex-wife violinist Anna Sophie Mutter, who says Previn writes in a musical language that is consistent and distinctly his own. He's also been doing a lot of listening to music. For me, he says, everything begins and ends with Mozart. There can be a phrase, a bar in Mozart that moves me to tears every time I hear it. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy playing your top 100 classical hits. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBach, KBAQ Phoenix and HD, service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.